So hello and welcome. This is Erica Glessing. You're joining me for The Erica Glessing Show, where you receive 8 minutes of daily inspiration for entrepreneurs and lightworkers. And my next guest has a bit of a technical side. He's going to have a lot of fun teaching us about social proof. He's kind of been big in the helping people kill it with like affiliate programs in the past. So with no further ado, welcome Matt Staton. How are you, Matt? What's up?
I am doing awesome. Had a crazy busy day, but excited to be here.
Oh, good. This is a break.
It actually is a break. It's like the first time I get to sit down and like collect my thoughts.
Yeah. So I noticed you're wearing a shirt. Now, I'm sorry everybody else can't, you know, see his shirt because we're on audio, but it says Funnel Hacker. So straight out, why don't you just say what that is just for the fun of it since you're wearing the shirt?
Yeah. So to me, a funnel hacker is kind of like a growth hacker. Everyone has a different meaning of it. Even the people who created this funnel hacker t-shirt, it's more of a culture, a tribe. It's a community of people who look at the world differently and really hate their 9-to-5 and would just rather be that entrepreneur spirit and want to just go out there and crush life and live it by their own terms. I look at it a slightly different way where I'm like, growth hacking along the way as well. Just a little less conventional. Let me put it that way. I've always been a little different. I really just like your t-shirt because it's soft.
You are in the right place because my whole world, everyone in my world is different.
It's perfect. I fit in great.
You're like on the perfect show for someone. Yeah, my show, well, it's like it doesn't fit in. That's why my daughter said to name it The Erica Glessing Show. She goes, Mom, you just change as much as you want. You just keep changing, and then the show can keep changing, and you don't have to keep changing the title.
I couldn't agree more. I swear. I mean, like, do what makes you happy. Life's short, you know?
Life is short. Yeah, actually, I'm really interested in that. So tell me a little bit, you know, you could tell me a little bit about your background, but I'm super interested in your new company. And it has such a great potency, like where it could go, you know?
Yeah, totally. So I'll do the really quick elevator pitch of my background. Grew up poor, lower class, middle family, you know, wasn't hurting, but I didn't realize I was poor until I got older. Was always thrifty, serial entrepreneur, failed a lot. I'm using air quotes that you can't see. I don't ever think anything's a fucking failure. I think it's literally like, it's a learning lesson.
Learning curve, right.
100%. The things that I failed on, I learned from. I always say, you know, leverage your strengths and outsource your weaknesses. I've become very thrifty over the years. I've built and sold 3 companies. My last one was a mid 7-figure company, which I sold my 33% shares of a lead generation company on January 2nd. So as I was transitioning to become a jobless entrepreneur, I created a new company.
one of my friends from elementary school, she goes, it's so interesting. She's all, I just retired from 25 years of social work. What do you do? And I'm like, I run 7 companies.
Yeah.
I was thinking about it. And it's like, seriously, instead of just trying to mush it all under one hat, I kind of was trying to look at like, what are the different bits and things? What are the funnels? What are the pathways? I was like, okay. You know, happiness. Well, I teach that. Okay. Podcast. Okay, cool.
I got to read this real quick because my daughter asked me this today. So she's going into college next year. She's brilliant. I hate college, but for someone like her, who's going to be a mechanical engineer or a biomedical engineer, it makes sense. She says, Dad, what's your job title? I said, Dad. She goes, I need to fill it out for a scholarship. I put janitorial engineer. She's like, what does that mean? I've never heard of that. I said, it's another way to say garbage man. I said, or maybe it's sanitary engineer. Dad, please give me your formal job title at your actual job you have, whatever you do. I said, I don't have a title. He's like, make one up that explains what you do. I need something better than works on computers for job. And I'm like, I did this whole thing. I'm like, why does everyone got to put shit in a box? Like, for crying out loud, there is no box. I'm Matt. I am Matt. Like, I help people make money so they can live better lives. Right? I don't know. It was so funny.
I can totally picture my daughter having that conversation with me, like, Mom, right? I just want a cookie cutter box answer. Not going to happen.
No, I'm like, I don't know. I some days I'm doing tech support. Some days I'm doing, you know, when you're in a startup and you're getting something to grow, I like starting in at the, you know, at the ground level. So I know all the parts and pieces. So my philosophy, and I got this from Ari Mizell from an awesome book called Less Doing, More Living. It's you're going to optimize and then automate and then outsource. So when you get into your business and you start looking at components and you're like, okay, cool, let me field these support questions. So I'm like, oh, there's a bug. Oh, this would be a great improvement. I mean, I'm literally getting my, you know, I'm literally at the ground level with my customers and they become your raving fans.
Wow. I think one of the things that I want to, if my listeners are anything like me, which we don't know that, but it's possible. Automation is like this thing that kind of looks like, then it won't be personal. Like, then it won't have my touch. Like, then I can't be my magic. Like, there's this kind of fear of automating as a way of like, but when I'm hearing you say it, it's like, it sounds so different. Like, it sounds like, well, then you can focus on what you want to do.
Yes, 100%. I'm not saying like this thing here, I would never automate this. I would never hire a VA.
Matt bot, go be on Erica's podcast.
That would be one handsome Matt bot.
Alexa, go do a podcast interview for me.
Oh, that'd be great. Oh, man. I wish I could get the kids to clean their room that way.
Oh, my gosh.
No, but there is a balance, and honestly, that's just common sense in my opinion. It's just like, hey, where, you know, I don't outsource humanity. I make mistakes. I screwed up this morning. I accidentally charged this guy's card, and I shouldn't have. I forgot to cancel this thing. I canceled them on. We didn't automate this one piece of the process, and I forgot to do something that I should have. I apologized to him. He got hit with a $32 late charge. I refunded the late charge, and I bought him $10 worth of coffee, and I sent him $42 through PayPal. At 5 in the morning, I did this. That's because I'm human, and you can't automate that component of it.
Right.
So does that make sense?
Right.
Like,
I love it. So automate when you can, and don't automate, like, your, you know, counseling services.
Yeah, don't automate the humanity aspect.
And, tell us a little bit about your new business. I'm pretty excited about it. I was trying to understand it. I looked at some of the demo information about it, and it looked like there's like little things of little people popping up saying, hey, I just bought this from Matt. It's so cool.
Yeah, so here's the scoop. I saw some other companies that there's this word that I didn't, that I understood. I took some psychology courses, and I love psychology. And this word is called social proof. And a lot of marketers understand this word, but I realize there's a lot of people and business owners don't. So what I saw is that a company and multiple companies were leveraging social proof to me in a very spammy way. What they would do is they would do it very transactionally. They would say, hey, Matt just bought Nikes or whatever. Matt bought X. Okay. It could be Matt bought Dan Henry's course. I don't know. It doesn't really matter, right? Matt bought something 5 minutes ago. Well, that's not a purchase doesn't equal an endorsement. Do you understand what I'm like? Does that make sense? Like, have you ever bought anything you didn't like?
That's happened.
Do you see what I'm saying? So like, if you've ever bought something you don't like, I personally take offense if somebody's going to go out there and scrape my social profile and then leverage it in such a way that it's called the herd theory in psychology, that's going to leverage it to show like, hey, if Matt did this and just bought Dan Henry's course, you should do it too. Uh-huh. And that's kind of how it's being leveraged.
So
I didn't like the fact that they're scraping social profiles because my first thought was, what if they scrape the social profile of my kid? What if they scraped the social profile of LeBron James? I'm not a lawyer, but I'm guessing he's going to sue the shit out of you, right? So he's probably going to sue. So then I had this really fabulous concept, all right? So we talked about optimization, automation, and outsourcing. What if we did this one thing? It's called permission-based marketing. Uh-huh. So in this instance, I would actually reach out to my customer and go, hey, how's this going? So I can actually get a review as opposed to a transaction. So what we do is we leverage reviews as social proof. So when I reach out to all these little, we call them sticky reviews. So those little notification bubbles, so to speak, those sticky reviews, as they display on your website, these are real live testimonials from real customers that business owners upload. Real simple. It's like you can do it in a minute. Upload an image, type what they say or copy it from their email and put it in there. You have a conversation. One of two things is going to happen. They're going to say, hey, this is what I really love. Yeah, I'd love to give you 5 stars. Go ahead and put me on your website and use this picture because it looks great. And I look really skinny in this picture. You know, I'm 41, so I got a couple extra pounds. Or on the flip side, they might even say, hey, Matt, you dropped the ball here, here, and here, and this is how you can improve. Okay, while you might not leverage that on your website because you get to make the decision on what you put or don't, on the flip side, you just learn something and you are establishing authentic relationships as opposed to scraping. I kid you not, I saw yesterday, I got an anonymous email from one of the, not from a company, but from a person, I don't know, it was anonymous, but it had, I'll email you the picture if you want to see it. It's a picture of a gentleman with a shirt off on his couch with his infant child. Neither of them have shirts on. And he's laying there, and they scraped it, and I forget the guy's name, we'll just call him Bob, but they're like, Bob from somewhere, Texas, just purchased, just started a free trial of this social proof software. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I wonder if Bob has any clue that him and his baby are shirtless on somebody's website being used as a way to con people. Like, that's so not relate. That's so shitty. I don't know how to put it. So mine's like, it's wicked sick when you're leveraging. So what's better? If I were to say, hey, I bought this course, or if someone were else to say, hey, Matt bought this course, right, or if I came to you and said, hey, I bought Dan Henry's course, and I'm just using him as an example, and I made $7,200 in the first week.
I'm going to put it this way. Like, I went to Erica's open house, one of my clients, Michael, said to me the other day, you know, when you helped me buy that house 7 years ago, I never told you. I've worked with a lot of realtors, and you did it. And he goes, in fact, after you I stopped working with him because he'd moved away or something like that. And he goes, I got to find out what the other ones were like. And it was real. So it was like him really saying like his experience of how he was a really difficult client. He and I laughed about it because he wanted to underbid and bid with a loan on investment properties, which right now, you know, they overbid and they pay cash. So I found him this one. It went on the market at 7 a.m. and at 7:20, I called the lady and I emailed her his offer because we had a system set up so I could do it. You know, it was, yep, $220,000 or something. It was in that crazy low price point, which doesn't exist anymore in Santa Clara County, but you know, 10 years ago it did. And she goes, I really need an offer. And I go, it's in your email. It was on the market 20 minutes and I got him the house. And honestly, if she had waited 24 hours, she would never have probably taken my offer because, you know, she would have got 50 more, but she didn't know that. So yeah. I got it in.
And then
he was saying that versus like, hey, I'm at Erica. She's really friendly.
Well, and that's the other thing. They're not even saying that. They're just saying like, one is actually the person saying it. And the other is some bot scraping it, putting your name there because it just read it from a form and saying you did X. Like, oh, I just contacted.
Even with Airbnb, like Jim Smith just bought a room. That doesn't say Jim Smith left the room happy, wants to do it again.
Exactly, 100%. And I don't know about Airbnb if they're going out there and scraping social profiles. But if they were, I mean, why do you think Amazon and Walmart don't do these? These are billion, like, you know, mega billion dollar companies because they don't want LeBron James to sue the shit out of them and own half of Walmart. Imagine if LeBron James bought Reeboks and it said LeBron James from Cleveland, Ohio, or Akron, Ohio, just bought Reebok.
Yeah, you, like, better pay him to say that.
Yeah. Like, that's crazy.
He gets money to be testimonialed like that, right?
Well, and that's the thing, is, like, he literally, a transaction doesn't necessitate or, you know, equal an endorsement. And with Morvago, you get to use sticky reviews to show real reviews by real customers, which increases the conversion rates. They're visible on all your pages. It increases your sales up to 175%. It's a beautiful software.
We've gone so far past our 8 minutes, you know. Sometimes I have too much fun, and then it just keeps going. But it's such an interesting topic. You're such an interesting person to talk to. I had to let it go a little crazy so my entrepreneur listeners could get inspired. How can we find out more about you? And I believe there's an affiliate opportunity, so can we put some kind of link on the website for that too?
Yeah, I definitely will. So you can find me on Facebook at Affiliate Blueprint Marketing, and then also Morvago at Morevago.com. You can try sticky reviews out for 14 days. We also have I'm a huge affiliate fan. So we have a 50% recurring commission on the affiliate products that you promote for Morvago, which is really sticky, pun intended. So you get a lot of recurring revenue, so you can make money in your sleep.
So we'll send people there. Thank you so much for coming, Matt. It was awesome.
Thanks for having me. It was awesome.